The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hello from our Houghton studios in a sunny Johannesburg. Welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, developers, and entrepreneurs in the country's expansive property industry. We have a dual theme of mega developments and hotels on this latest podcast, with a look at mega estates with JSE-listed Baldwin Properties. The group is arguably the biggest sectional title developer in Africa, and it's Africa Month. In addition to Travel Indaba underway in Durban currently, Baldwin brought out its latest annual results this week, and we are talking to the boss and founder of Baldwin Properties, Steve Brooks. Welcome to the Property Pod, Steve. It's been a couple of years since I've had you on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's an honor. You do some great podcasts, and thank you very much. And we're very excited to be on this call. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. As mentioned earlier, the group brought out its latest results. We're not going to go into much of the results because that's been covered. But I want to talk about mega projects and the tourism elements within some of your developments. Can you give us a little update on what's your biggest estate developments in the country currently? Most of them are in Johannesburg, and I'm talking the big estates.
Yeah, thank you. We're very excited. I'm actually phoning into this podcast from Mooikloof. Really fantastic development. I've seen some phenomenal infrastructure going in. The Gasfontein Road is being upgraded in two places at the moment. We are also proud to announce our Dorp Street Shopping Center of 20,000 square meters with a whole list of great anchors for this area. We've also opening our sports facility, which will be a big indoor paddle facility, cycling, running, swimming. So it's a great for the community. We are also very proud of the fact that we've starting a hotel, hospital, and a whole medical center on the end of the development, which is a new thing Baldwin are getting involved in to improve the whole mega city that we're doing here. So it's really very exciting what's happening in Mooikloof.
Since you started with Mooikloof, you have been quite vocal about infrastructure. Now, I had a question lower down, but I'll bring it forward around, you know, getting this project off the ground. It was launched several years ago now, but much depends on government bringing infrastructure into the area because it's been identified as a strategic investment or SIP project by government. How is that going? Because it has taken longer than you anticipated.
Yeah, you know, we've been very, very fortunate with the IFC. The IFC have granted us R1 billion facility, and we're using a lot of those funds to get the infrastructure going. The government or Tshwane still have to start paying for the infrastructure. In the meantime, we've invested R600 million into infrastructure to get this whole project going, and we're holding our breath. And it looks like we finally have found the mechanism to unlock some money from Treasury via Tshwane and the DBSA. So we're right there. And once those funds flow, then we will accelerate the infrastructure even more, which will solve a massive problem here in the east of Pretoria.
You talked about R600 million infrastructure investment, but a little bit more detail and you talked about the other additional elements around the hospital and hotel, but has units that Baldwin is known for been built there already? Where do things stand from that perspective?
Yeah, we've already moved in 250 families here, and sales are going well, and we're continuing. You know, we've got two developments in this area that are active, Mooikloof Eco Estate and Greenkloof, and they're both, we're moving people in every month. So this area is growing significantly.
Let's turn to Munyaka Waterfall now. That's the big development within the Mia land next door to Mall of Africa, or across the highway from Mall of Africa, rather. How are things going there? Because you've got one of your most iconic crystal lagoons there.
You know, I always salute the waterfall guys. I mean, the Mia family Van der Ferreyn, Willy Vos, and the whole gang there, really, they're just putting in one more international tenant after the next into Waterfall, and it's just getting better and better. So, you know, we reciprocate by doing Munyaka. We're about on the 1st of August, we're opening our sports facility at Munyaka, which is going to make a big difference. And then some very exciting news. We've got a 220-key international Radisson Red Hotel. We are very close to concluding with an investor. In other words, he'll own it and we'll build it. When I say we'll build it, we'll put it out to tender. That'll be the first international hotel in Waterfall, and it'll make a massive difference to our Munyaka development that we've now got the added sport facility and the international hotel.
Can I ask, is the hotel elements being brought into this mega estate to address the whole hotel and Airbnb leasing kind of structure, which Baldwin is not too keen on in its developments?
Yeah, look, I don't, unfortunately, Airbnb in our developments, you know, we want to keep a very good family environment. And, you know, as you know, Airbnb people are coming and going, and that's always problematic. And a hotel knows how to handle that. So we believe that the hotel environment is a better environment. You know, and on the lagoon, it's a really great position. We've also got a dedicated gatehouse for the hotel. So we've got the security right. And I believe a hotel is better than Airbnb, but you know, that's that. A lot of people also contradict on that.
So what sort of investment is going into the hotel development there? Because you say it's the first international. There are a couple of hotels owned by Attack, for example, but it's the first international hotel in what's South Africa's biggest city development, new city rather.
Yeah, it's a capex of $500 million, $500 million.
And in terms of insights on Mooikloof, you talked about a mix between hospital and hotel elements there. Will that take a similar setup, or will Baldwin be more involved in the Mooikloof project?
Yeah, we're very involved in Mooikloof. Look, we're not speciality. We're not in the hotel or hospital business. So we will just project manage and facilitate that. But we've got two groups that are very interested, one in the hotel and one in the hospital. It's a bit too soon to announce it, but they're really top-rate people, and we're very excited about it.
Turning to the Blyde, because that's also a massive development, also in Pretoria. You mentioned during your results that also has some hotel room elements. Can you give us further insight?
Yeah, we have a really successful 61-key Mint Hotel. The Mint guys really know how to operate. We're getting great traction with the hotel. But we do also have Airbnb there, which has been quite problematic. But we have got phenomenal good technology now. We've got this facial recognition technology, which is really very, very quickly sorting out all the problems and issues. And we believe that's also going to be a massive step in the future of property with facial recognition.
Steve, talking mega estates, I mentioned those three. Those are your mega estates. Do you have any other mega estates in South Africa?
Yeah, we have Taba in the south of Joburg. That when it's a full build out, that'll have 8,500 apartments. There's already the Taba Eco Hotel there, very successfully run by the Lowe family. And it's a whole eco estate. We're actually doing a world-class UNESCO application there, biodiversity application. We've got a sports facility there that is doing phenomenally well, and our sales are going great there. So that's another mega one that we're involved in as well.
What we've noticed is most of them are in Gauteng, and you were particularly vocal in your results presentation that Gauteng remains a key market for you, but it's a tremendous challenge dealing with municipal service delivery and other issues. You know, it might be South Africa's economic hub, but there is tremendous challenges here. Can you share some comments or further highlights around that of what needs to be done to get Joburg and Gauteng working better?
Look, I'm not a politician, but, you know, I'm a doer, and, you know, I can get things done. You know, the mayor of Gauteng, they never engage with us. You know, they need to realize that we are very helpful and we have resources and we'd like to help. But, you know, the city of Gauteng and Tshwane, really, the mayors need to really get on with it, you know. And we've got traffic lights that don't even exist anymore. We've got potholes. And those are not, they don't need billions of rands to sort those kind of things out. I mean, I'm quite famous by our office about our parks in the area, and I'm pulling my hair out what little's left because they just won't let us help them with the parks, for example. You know, and things like that that are very, very frustrating. It's not always just about money. It's often about a bit of care and a bit of help. And we're here to help.
Steve, will we see more mega developments from Baldwin outside of Gauteng?
Yeah, we're looking at a big one in the Western Cape. We're looking at actually two in the Western Cape. You know, it's very much a function of the land that's available. My partner, Rodney Gray, is phenomenally astute at these things. And often the smaller developments are better from a cash flow point of view and a capital allocation point of view. But we've got two in the Cape that are very, very exciting. We're under a strict NDA on the one, and the other is some council land that we're bidding on. So those are some future things that we are looking at in the Western Cape.
Does that mean future Crystal Lagoons outside Gauteng?
Yeah, look, I will do them differently. We've learned a lot from the first two. I will make them smaller, a bit more manageable.
They require a lot of water.
Yeah, a lot of water. We're in a dry country. A lot of chemicals. I think a bit smaller maybe, and people can still recreate and enjoy it. So we are looking. We've learned a lot from the first two. We're always innovating and always learning.
Can you give us a little bit of a highlight on how many apartments are under construction at the moment, roughly within the group, and perhaps a capex amount, or not a capex amount, since we're talking mega developments here, you know, what Mooikloof, Munyaka, and that Taba development south of Joburg, what sort of investments are we looking once it's fully developed?
Oh, I'd have to really look into the numbers there. That's a tough question. But they're all mega. It's serious numbers. We've got a lot of our capital invested in all our developments. Our work in progress is running in the billions, and these developments are huge. I'd have to actually prepare that and give you a proper document because I don't, unfortunately, have it in my head.
No worries, Steve. I appreciate your time on the podcast. That was Steve Brooks, the CEO of Baldwin Properties.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories.
MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.